Okay, today's shiur is Daf Tzadik Aleph, and we're going to begin on Tzadik Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. As we've been learning, we had a machlokes in our Mishnah between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. What is the status about different outdoor areas being allowed to carry items from one to the next? Amr Yehuda, Shetimtza Laimer L'Divra Remeya. If we analyze Remeya's Shita, what did Remeya tell us in the Mishnah? Remeya said that you're allowed to carry items from one roof to the next roof, provided that there's less than 10 tefachim height distance between the roofs. Shetimtza Laimer L'Divra Remeya, Gagin Rishus L'Atzman. You're allowed to carry between all roofs. Chatzeris Rishus Latzman, you're allowed to carry between all outdoor Chatzeris, and Kafifas Rishus Latzman, you're allowed to carry to all outdoor Kafifas. So what does that mean? You're allowed to carry from one roof to the next, again, provided you don't have the distance issue. You're allowed to carry from one Chatzit to the next, and you're allowed to carry from one Kafif to the next. Rashi tells us, when you're allowed to carry, according to Rameya, from one roof to the next, it makes no difference if the roofs are owned by individuals or many people. I'm allowed to carry from my individually owned roof to your individually owned roof. I'm allowed to carry from a public roof to a roof owned by more than one person to another roof owned by more than one person. However, the Achrayim say that according to Rashi's understanding of Rameya, I'm not allowed to carry from a privately held roof to a publicly held roof. From a roof to a chatzar, I'm not allowed to carry, because Rameya says that if there's a distance of 10 tefachim height, you can't carry from one to the next. So there's certainly always going to be 10 tefachim between a roof and a chatzar, and the same a roof and a karfif. What about from a roof to a car? What about from a chatzar to a karfif? How do we know that Rameya says that that's usur? So Rashi says two things. Number one, Rabbi Yehuda had that as a kabbalah from his rebbes, that was Rameya's shita. And number two, and we're going to learn a braisa soon with Rabbanan, clearly hold that you're not allowed to carry from a chatzah to a karfif. And we don't find Rameya arguing. So it must be that he agrees to that psak. L'divrei chachamim, according to the chachamim, gadne v'chatzeris rishus achas. According to the chachamim, roofs and chatzeris are one rishus. You could carry from a roof to a chatzah. According to Rabbanan, you can't carry from one roof to the next, because as we learned a few times in this parak, the Rabbanan hold kishem shidayureim chaluka lamata, just like they're separate residences in their houses, kach diurim chaluka lamala, so toward a separate residence on the roof. But from a gag to a chatzu you can carry. However, kafifas rishus achas saying, kafifas are separate rishus. What is the point of this? So the Rishonim explain. When from carrying from a house to any of the outside areas, everybody holds a zasser, even Rav Shimon. Why? Because the use of the house versus the use of a gag or a chatzar or a karfif are so distinct that you can't carry from the next. The Chacham hold the use of a gag and a chatzar are close enough that you should be allowed to carry from one to the other. Rameya holds that they're not similar enough, they're not identical, and since they're not identical, you can't carry from one to the next. Because obviously what we're learning now, and Rishonim emphasizes this, is that ownership is not the crucial thing to look for. Use is the crucial thing to look for. And given that according to Rameya, a gag and a chatzar, a gag and a karfif have different uses, according to Rabbanan, a chatzar and a karfif have different uses, that's why you can't carry from one to the other. L'divrei Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, kulan rishus achasein. They're all one rishus. That means you're allowed to carry from a roof to a chatzar to a karfif. Since they're all not houses, so they're all connected and they're all similar, according to Rav Shimon, who we paskin like. But again, we have to review something Rav Shimon told us in the Mishnah. Even though Rav Shimon is allowing us to carry from the gag to the chatzah to the karfif, the Gemara is going to tell us a few stories like that in a moment, still, that's only for items that were not inside the house before Shabbos. If something was in the house, Rav Shimon will also agree that it cannot be carried out of the house without an Eruv. Now, there's a very interesting machlokes rishonim. Let's say you live in a one-family house, and you have a chatzar. So you're allowed to carry from your house to the chatzar. You don't need to make an Eruv. It's a one-family unit. Now, what would Rav Shimon hold in such a situation regarding this item? Can I now continue carrying it from the chatzar to a gag to a karfif? On one hand, he should say no, because it's something that started off in the house. And we just said that the only time Rav Shimon allows you to carry from gag to chatzar to karfif is if it was not inside the house. This was inside the house. On the other hand, you didn't do anything wrong by carrying this outside, because you didn't need to have an Eruv, because it's a one-family unit. What's going to be the halacha? So it's interesting. It's a machlokes Rambam and Rashi. The Rambam paskens it's mutter. Rashi says it's asur. The Mishnah Berurah makes a very interesting compromise. He says, again, it's a very relevant shaila. You started something in your house. You live in a one-family house. You live in a farm. And you want to carry it to your backyard. And next to your backyard, you have a karfif. You have a big empty area. Can you carry it? So the Mishnah Berurah says, if the empty area near your chatzar is a garden that looks like it's connected to your house, then he will allow you to carry it further into the karfif, into that gina. That's the word of the bi'alacha. If on the other hand it looks like a distinct area, then he won't allow you to carry it. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi, the Rav, there's a b'raisa like Rav. We've been speaking about Rav. Rav said, according to the Chachamim, that we just said, according to the Chachamim, you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, because kishem shediyurim chalukim lamata, kach diyurim chalukim lamala. So now, let's say I have two roofs connected, Rav says. So since I can't carry from one roof to the next, so we now have a situation where one area is exposed to an area to which you may not carry. And Allah, Rav says, is that whenever you have an area which is exposed to an area to which you may not carry, you can't even carry in the first area. And that's why Rav said you can't carry Dalet Amos on the first roof. And the Gemara is going to bring a brice to show that Rav is correct. And again, it's not relevant to Allah because we don't pass in like the Chachamim. We pass in like Rav Shimon. And Tanya Kavasi, Rav Yehuda's understanding of Rav Shimon, that all outdoor areas, gagos, chatzeres, kafifos, for items that were outside, you're allowed to carry from one to the next, his understanding of Rav Shimon is correct. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi de Rav. First, let's learn a brisa like Rav. It says in a brisa, Kol gagos ir rishus achasein. All of the city roofs are considered one rishus. V'asa lahalos laharid min agag l'chatzar. You can't carry from a roof to a chatzar. Or min chatzar l'gagin. Or from a chatzar to a gag. V'kelim sheshavs b'chatzar. If you had something that was outdoors in the chatzar from before Shabbos, muto Latatlun b'chatzar, you could carry it in that chatzar. Begagin, if they were on the roof, mutl tatlun begagin, you could carry it on the roof. Obavad shloye, you could carry it on all the roofs. Obavad shloye gag gvay yud anamach yud, as long as one roof isn't higher or lower than the other one. This is Ramei Shita, which we explained earlier. And just to review, why did Ramei say his din? So we learned that Ramei said his din for the following reason. Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi said, now what's the halacha if I have a pole that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide in Rishus HaRabim? So I'm not allowed to carry from Rishus HaRabim to that pole. I'm carrying from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Says Rameya, because of that situation, and all situations where I have, even within one Rishus HaYachid, two distinct areas, where one is 10 tefachim high, because in order not to make a mistake, that I shouldn't come to carry from Rishus HaRabim to that type of a pole, whenever I have a distance of 10 tefachim in a Rishus HaYachid, even though it's mutter, the both Rishus HaYachids, he says you're not allowed to carry from one to the next. The Chachamim hold, kol echav echad, Rishus La'atzmai, every roof is a separate Rishus, as we explained the Chachamim Shita, but this is the punchline. Ve'im etatma ebel dalet. And on each roof, even though each roof is it's a separate area, you can't carry for more than Dalet Amos. Why can't I carry more than Dalet Amos? Because what Rav told us, since it's open to the next door roof, which I'm not allowed to carry to, so therefore I can't carry on it either more than Dalet Amos. Now says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi de Rav Yehuda, that according to Rav Shimon, all outdoor areas are one, and for something that was outdoors from before Shabbos, I could carry it all over. Amar Rebbe, Kishinu Lam Tari Etzer Rav Shimon B'Tekaya. When we learn Tari by Rav Shimon and Tekaya, Hayinu Malin Shemin Valuntas. We used to take oil that we smeared on ourselves, and Aluntas are the towels. Migag L'Chot Gag, from one roof to the next roof. Migag L'Chotzer, from the Gag to the Chotzer. Or Mechotzer L'Chotzer, from the Chotzer to another Chotzer. Or Mechotzer L'Karfif, or Mechafif L'Kacher. Acha, from one kafif to another kafif, achiyinu magin etzlamayim, until we got to the river or the spring, shayirinu rechutzmai, that we washed ourselves. So we see that you could carry in all out the areas. Now the Mefarshim ask, how are you allowed to wash yourself on Shabbos? You know, Shabbos you're not allowed to take a bath with hot water. So they answer that one of two truths. Me'ikar hadin, you're allowed to take a bath with cold water. The Mishnah Berurah says that we shouldn't take a bath even with cold water. But Me'ikra did, when we learned the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, you're allowed to take a bath. So some say they took a bath with cold water. Others say there was the Chamei Tveria. The only time you're not allowed to take a bath in hot water is in water that you warmed up or got warmed up. But something which is naturally warm, again, Me'ikra hadin. Our minig is not that way. You could take a bath on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, Masa B'Shas Sekana, there was a situation where we were not allowed to learn or read Sifrei Torah. So the Sefer Torah was concealed, and they wanted to take it out. For Yina Malan Sefer Torah Mechotz L'Gag, and we took the Sefer Torah from the Chotz to the Gag, or Megag L'Chotz, or Mechotz L'Karfif, Likris Boi, to read in it. So again, we have a proof that all outdoor areas you could carry from one to the other. Amalai, so they told him, Ein Shasa Kanaraya, that story isn't a proof, because again, it was a situation, it was an emergency situation. So let's review what Rav Shimon holds. Rav Shimon holds that an item which was outdoors before Shabbos, you could carry from a gag to a chotzer to a kaf, whatever you want. What about an item that was in the house that you're not allowed to carry? Even if you have an erev, you're not allowed to carry it only from the house to the chotzer, not any further. That's what Rav Shimon holds. Now what's going to be the halacha? Now let's envision a situation. I'm in my chutzner, I'm in my yard on Shabbos afternoon, and I can have two types of items there. I have items that were there because they were outdoor from before Shabbos. Those items, according to Rav Shimon, I could carry gag, l'chutz, l'karfif. And then I have items that I carried from my home into the chutzner that I'm not allowed to carry past the chutzner. Right? Because the heter Rav Shimon only applies to items that were outdoor from before Shabbos. So I have two types of items in my chatzar. Some I can carry and some I can't carry. Right? Begins the Gemara. Amar Rav, halach Krib Shimon. The halach is not Krib Shimon. However, it says, v'hu shalai irvu. When will Rav Shimon, and the Ritva says, it's not that Rav is arguing with Rav Shimon. Rav is explaining Rav Shimon. When will Rav Shimon allow us to carry items from Gag to Chotzer to Karfif? That's if I only have items that were always outside. Alver Irvu, if I made an error between my Chotzer and my house, so now as I explained a moment ago, I have in my Chotzer two types of items. Items that I can move further because they were outdoors from before Shabbos, and items that I can't move further because they were inside the house before Shabbos, then I won't be allowed to move anything. According to Rav Shimon, even according to Rav Shimon, why? Gazrina, we make gzeira. Dilma os lafuki manim de batim lechotzer. If I allow you to move the items that were outdoors from before Shabbos, you may also come to carry even the items that were indoors. That those items you have no right to carry. The Shmuel Amar Shmuel disagrees with Rav, and he holds bein irvu bayin shlo irvu. It makes no difference if there is an erev, there is an erev, what was outdoors can be moved, what wasn't outdoors can't be moved. V'kein amar Rav Yochanan, so said Rav Yochanan, Rashi takes out the words milochshach, ben irvu, ben shlo irvu, you can move what you're allowed to move, and what you're not allowed to move, you're not allowed to move. Maskev lor Rav Chizda l'shmul, so Rav Chizda asks l'shmul and Rav Yochanan, Yoimru, look at you, look at what you're saying. We have shnei kelim b'chotzer achas, we have two kelim in one chotzer, and we now, according to you, have a situation, zem mut v'zeh asr. This, they're both in the chatzar. They even may be the exact same keli. But this one was outdoors, so I can move it further. And this one It was not outdoors, and I can't move it further, which is an untenable situation, they say. Says the Gemara of Shimon Tamei. Rav Shimon, we find, follows this kind of line of reasoning. Why? The Lai Gazer. We find Rav Shimon doesn't make these kind of gzeiros. The Tanan. We learned a Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei, and it's shown in diagram 321 on page 107. Shalish the Tanan. Amr Rav Shimon. Amad of a Daimer. What's a similar situation? The Shalish Chatzeres Apsucha Zulazu. As is shown in this diagram, you have three chatzeris that are open to each other, and a psuch slushus rabim, they're also open to shus rabim. V'ir v'shteach itzoynesim v'mtzoynes, the two outer chatzeris made an eriv with the middle one. He muterisim mahen, so they each, the middle one with the right one, and the middle one with the left one could carry. V'hein muterisim ma, and they're mutter with her, with the middle one. However, beis hachitzoynus, the two outer chatzeris, asurim zerazeh, can't carry to each other because they only have an area with the middle one. And yet, v'loy gozer, and you don't find that Shimon should make a gzeira, that if I'm going to allow the outer chatzer to carry with the middle one, dil ma'as lefuki, mani the high chatzer l'chay chatzer, that if the person, let's say on the right, the chatzer on the right is going to carry to the middle, I don't make a gzeira that if I allow him to carry to the middle, he may carry to the left, which he has no area with. So Hachinami says the Gemara, Logazrin Rav Shimon doesn't see the need to make a gzeira, and therefore you could have two kalim in the chatzer, one kali I can move further, one kali I won't make move further. There's an obvious question. What's Rav going to do with, the Gemara doesn't, Rav holds that we do make a gzeira. What's Rav going to do with that Gemara? Why over here does Rav make a gzeira, and over there he doesn't, Rav Shimon over there doesn't make a gzeira? So there's a lot of answers in the Rishonim. The Goyen Yaakov says a very simple answer. He says, this type of a story, as shown in diagram 321, is a Milsad Loi Shchicha. That you have three Chatzeris open to each other. One did make an Erev, did make an Erev with the other one. A Milsad Loi Shchicha Loi Gozer Rabbanan. There's no reason to make a Gzer, it's something that's not common. Our situation, however, is very common, and that's why there is a reason to make a Gzer. The Ritva, the Chassam Sofer, explained very nicely. They say, in the story of the three chatzeris, the lines are very clear. What's mutter is always mutter, and what's asr is always asr. That means the person on the outer chatzer can always carry to the middle, and can never carry to the other one. In our story, it's not as clear the lines. This is sometimes mutter. This keli, like we explained it before, may be mutter, and this keli may be asr. That's why it's not going to work. Taisus Rosh, it's all along the same reasoning. Taisus Rosh says, the Erev between the outer chatzer and the middle chatzer is a perfect Erev. And on the other hand, the Erev between the two outer chatzeres, it's not a question of perfect or imperfect. It doesn't exist. In our case, there's a mix-up. You did make and you didn't make, and that's why we're more machmer in our story than over there. But the Rishonim ask a different question. The one that's difficult now to understand is Shmuel. In our Gemara, Shmuel is the one that's Mekel. And says Rav Shimon will hold that what I could carry, I could carry, and what I can't, I can't. Yet, in the Gemara on Daf Mem Hei, Shmuel is the one that doesn't paskin like Rav Shimon. And Shmuel is the one that says that when we have such a situation, you're not allowed to carry at all. So why is he Machmer over there and Mekel over here? So I saw answers to that also. One answer is that over there we have a strong complaint against this person. The person in the outer chatzer made an Erev. So he made an Erev with the middle. Why don't you go make an Erev with the other side? And you wouldn't have any shilas. So if you didn't make the proper Erev, that's why Shmuel tells you not to carry. Or another answer is that Shmuel holds there's a very distinct difference between kalim that are usually in the house and kalim that are usually in the chatzer. The way I explained it is as follows. Kalim that are in the chatzer is like a bicycle, in their world especially. People didn't bring the bikes inside. On the other hand, something that's in the house is always in the house. So everybody knows not to get mixed up. Here, we're talking about all kalim. When we're talking about all kalim, there isn't a natural demarcation between the two kalim, and that's why Shmuel felt that over there we should make a gzera.
Over here, but
kalim
here, Shmuel's
mekel? No, here Shmuel's mekel.
I didn't get that because of why?
Because he holds his... because he holds that you made a good Erev. You didn't have to do more. That's one answer. Or another answer is that over there, it's talking about all Kalim. So we're going to get mixed up. Here, we're differentiating between Kalim that were in the house and Kalim in the Chatzar, and those are different types of Kalim. So we're not going to get mixed up. Masa Rav Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes asks, let's learn our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah, Echad Gagos, Echad Chatzeres, Echad Chafifos, Rishus, Echad Hein L'Kalim, Shoshavsul Toichon, they're all one Rishus for Kalim that started outdoors, for loyal Kalim, Shoshavsul Toichon Bayis, but not for Kalim that started Shabbos in the house. So in other words, what's the Mishnah speaking about? That we have Kalim outdoors, and we're saying some Kalim I can move further, and same Kalim I can't. So, if we're going to explain that the Mishnah is talking a case that an Erev was made, so that's how I have both types of Kalim outdoors. I have Kalim that were outdoors all along, and I have Kalim that based on the Erev I moved outdoors. Hainu, the Mishkach's law, man at the bottom b'chotzer. That's how I have Kalim in the house in the chotzer. And what's the Mishnah telling us? I can move him further. Eli Amrit, b'shloi Erevu. That if you're going to learn like Rav learned, that our Mishnah is only speaking about a case where no Erev was constructed. So, how could you ever have Kalim? How did these Kalim get there? There was no Erev. Answers the Gemara, it's no proof. Elamai, it must be that you made an Erev. And yet, what is our Mishnah telling us? That even though you made an Erev, some Kalim I can move, and some Kalim I can't. Exactly like Shmuel. So, the Gemara, whom Moshev love, whom Afarakla? He's the one that asked the question, he answered. It's talking about Kumsa Vasudra. Kumsa Vasudra means your scarf and your hat. Which means like this. You had your scarf and your hat that were in your house before Shabbos. Now you were allowed to take them out to the Chatzah because you didn't carry them out. You didn't make an Erev. How did they get out? Because you wore them out. There's an issue to carry something out from your house to your Chatzah if you didn't make an Erev. But to wear it out, you're allowed to wear it out. Now you wore it out, and now you're not going to be allowed to carry that further. But there was no Erev made. But now let's think about what we just said. We just said, according to this, that let's say I was wearing a hat or a jacket from my house to the Chatzar. I'm not going to be allowed to move it from that, and it was inside the house before Shabbos. I'm not going to be allowed to move it further. So the Beis Meir explains the Gemara. He says like this. He says the defining moment is Bein HaShemashas. Because the Beis Meir points out, why did the Gemara speak about the hat and scarf? And what about your jacket? What about your shirt? He says like this. A hat and scarf, a person usually doesn't wear in his house. So they were not on your body, Bein HaShemashas. So they were kind of shvisa in the house. Now you're allowed to wear them out to your chatzar. But when you wear it, you can't move it further. It's very relevant, l'aloch l'maisa. Even according to Reb Shimon. Now, but what about the clothing you were wearing? The clothing you're wearing are like you, and they don't have that in. And that's why the Gemara says the Beis Meir only speaks about the hat and scarf, not about the clothing that you're actually wearing. But that is another machlokes. What's going to be the halacha like this? You're wearing clothing, the suit that you're wearing. Bein HaShemashas is Friday afternoon, 4:30. So you're saying whatever you're wearing is not considered kalim of the house. But now at night you get undressed to go to sleep. So are they kainan shvisa at night? The Chazon Ish says that the kainan shvisa is not dependent on Bein HaShemashas. Whenever they're in the house, they become kalim of the house, even though it wasn't by Bein HaShemashas. Other achrayim say no, that the defining moment is Bein HaShemashas. And if at Bein HaShemashas you weren't wearing them, you were wearing them, and they didn't become mani the batim because they were thing that you wear, that for that Shabbos they will no longer be a problem with them. And you could carry them and wear them, they're not considered mani the batim. Now let's understand what happened here. You wore a scarf out from your house to the chatzar, no Erev, right? So you're allowed to wear it. When you take it off in the chatzar, are you going to be allowed to move it in the chatzar? You took it out beheter. There's nothing wrong. You're allowed to wear it. When you wear it into the chatzar, are you allowed to wear it? Are you allowed to carry it in the chatzar? So it's a machlokes Rashi in the Rashba. Rashi says, yes. You took it out to the chatzar legitimately. Since you took it out to the chatzar legitimately, you could carry it in the whole chatzar. So it's Tosfos learns like that. The Rashba disagrees. He says, you're not allowed to carry it in the chatzar. You were allowed to wear it out, but since you don't have an area between your house and the chatzar, and this started Shabbos in the house, you can't carry it in the chatzar. The Chazon Ish, paskins like Rashi. Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Evan Oizer, paskin like the Rajba. The Bi'alocha brings down both shitas without paskining. But the Bi'alocha asks an unbelievable question on Rabbi Kiva Eger, on the Rajba. He says like this, according to this, I wore something, according to the Rajba, I wore something from my house to the chatzar. I could wear it, but if I take it off, I can't carry it in the chatzar. So he says, according to that, let's say I wore a scarf to my friend's house. I don't have an area with my friend's house. I go to visit you. I take off my scarf. How am I allowed to carry it in your house? It's no different than the chatzar. Just like in the chatzar, Kivega tells us, the Rajba tells us, that you're allowed to bring it to the chatzar, but that doesn't give you a right to keep on carrying it in the chatzar. Why are you allowed? I'm allowed to wear it to your house, but how can I carry it in your house? I don't have an heir with you, if I don't have an heir with you. That's Bi'alocha's question.
Yeah, but the second house is a makom.
So the Bi'alocha says, there's a everybody says, even Kivega will agree by the house. He says, the house is not an outdoor place. Since it's a enclosed place, so the whole house you're allowed to carry in. The chatzar, on the other hand, is not a makam uruf if you didn't make an eruf, and that's why there's a difference between the house and the chatzar, where the Rajba holds in the chatzar, you can't move it, and in the house you will be able to move it. Tashma. Anshi chatzar, anshi mepesis. We had this halacha many times. It's shown in diagram 322. We have an upper story and a lower story. Sheshachu v'loy eruvu. They didn't make an eruv. So we explained. Anything that's outside in the yard that's 10 tefachim or taller, we say has easier access to merpeses and belongs to merpeses. Pachs mikan, if it's shorter than that, lechatzar. And just to review a gemara that we learned just the other day, there are two ways of explaining that it goes lechatzar. Dapei gimel, we learned the gemara. Some explain that it means it's now easier access to the chatzar, or another pshat is that it has equal access. V'med v'amurim, when it was this said, shoy elu shel rabim, v'elu shel rabim, that there are many people that live in the upper house, and that many people live in the chatzar. V'irvu elu l'atzmam, the mepesis made its own erif. V'elu l'atzmam, and the chatzar made its own erif. Oy shoy yichidim, or we're dealing with a situation that there's only one family living by the merpeses, and one family living by the chotzer, that in such a situation, ain't tzrichim l'arif, because a one family unit doesn't need an erif. Aval hayish a rabbim. Let's say you have a situation that it's a rabbim. V'shachuv la'irvu. The people on the merpeses, or the people on the chotzer, did not make an erif between themselves. Gag v'chotzer v'chsad merpeses, kulan rishus achasein. Then you could carry from the gag to the chotzer, and from the chotzer to the chsad merpeses. What is the Brisa saying? This is the punchline. Tam de lo yirvu. Since there was no erev made between the merpeses and the chotzer, so I have nothing from the merpeses and the chotzer. The only thing that I have in the chotzer are items that were in the chotzer from before Shabbos, because nothing came from the merpeses to the chotzer, because I didn't make an erev. That's when I could keep on carrying. But what is the Brisa teaching us? Ha irvu. Had there been an erev made, so now in the chotzer I could have two types of items. I could have items that were there from before Shabbos, and I could have items that were carried out from there on Shabbos. Loi. Then I can't carry them. Why? Because I have Rav's concern. Since I have both types of kelim in the chotzer, some that can move further, some that can't move further, so I can't move anything. So we have a proof that Rav's understanding of Shmuel, Rav's understanding of Shimon is correct. Says the Gemara, no. Hamani Rabbanan hi. This price is going according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are the ones that say you can never carry something from a gag to a chotzer. From a gag to a chotzer you can, but you can't carry further. And Dekanami, and I'll prove to you, it says here that you can carry gag v'chotzer v'chsadim v'pesas. Why doesn't it say you can also carry to a karfif? According to Rav Shimon, something that's outdoors can be carried gag, chotzer, karfif. Yet the Brisa glaringly omits karfif. Because this Brisa is according to Rabbanon. According to Rabbanon, you can't carry. Dekanam, they like turning kaf for mavi. The brisa doesn't say you can keep on moving into a kaf for mavi. Shmaminah, because it's going according to Rabbanan. But this brisa has nothing to do with Rav Shimon. And Rashi, so according to Rabbanan, Tashma, Chomish Chatzeros, Hapsuch Zuluzu. This is diagram 323 on page 108. Here we have these five Chatzeros open to each other. Upsuchas l'mavi. And it's also open to mavi. V'shach kulam v'lo irvu. And all of them forgot to make an erif. So the price of paskins. Also l'hachnas l'chaytzer. L'chaytzer. You can't carry anything v'chotz l'mavi. From the chotzer to mavi. Umin ha'mavi l'chotzer. And from the mavi to the chotzer. However, the kelim sheshav shebuchotzer. Kelim that were in the chotzer from before Shabbos. Mutal atatlan. They may be carried. Not on top of the chotzer. In the chotzer, they could be carried. Or mavi osur, they can't be moved in the mavi. Or Rav Shimon matter. Rav Shimon says they can be moved. So Rav Shimon Omer calls man shein shel rabim. If you have a situation of a chotzer shel rabim, v'shachuv la'irvu, and you have items outdoors and there was no erif, gag chotzer v'chsadrim v'pesas v'karf v'mavi, kulur shos achasayim, and items could be moved. But let's understand what the Braisa said. Tam de la Yirvu. You know why you're allowed to move the items that were out in the Chotzer? Because there was no Erev. So the only items that you'll find in the Chotzer are items that were there all along. Because items that were in the house had no way of getting into the Chotzer because there's no Erev between the Chotzer and the house. The Dik is, Holay Yirvu. If there was an Erev made, loy, you would not be allowed to carry those items. Why would you not be allowed to carry the items? Because like we learned before, because you would have two types of items in the Chotzer. Items that were there from before Shabbos that may be moved further. Items that were moved out on Shabbos because of the Erev. Those items cannot be carried further. And because I have these two different types of items, because as Rav explained, we have this mix-up, so I can't move anything. So we see the Rav's understanding of Rav Shimon is correct. It says the Gemara, my lo irvu, you know what lo irvu means? Lo irvu chatzeres bahadi hadodi. The chatzeres did not make an erev together, which means, as the Rishon explained, there was no shtufa mevos. Ha irvu, that's what happened here. Ha chatzu ubatim irvu. But the chatzer and batim, between themselves, did make an erev. So what the Gemara is doing now is turning the kasha just around. And the Gemara is saying, we learned that if there was an air between the house and the chotzer, you would not be allowed to move anything. He says, no, there was an Erev, and still you're allowed to move. Ask the Gemara, v'lo Erevu k'tanu. It says, lo Erevu. And now you're saying that there is an Erev between the house and the chotzer. It says the Gemara, my lo Erevu. You know what it means when it says lo Erevu? Lo nishtat. There was no shtufa mevos. But the Erev between the house and the chotzer there was. And even though I have two different types of kelim out in the chotzer, the ones I'm allowed to move, I'll move. The ones I'm not allowed to move, I won't move. V'bay seima, another way of explaining this braisa. So Shmuel will be able to explain the braisa that shouldn't be a proof to Rav's understanding of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is avraim the Rabbanan kamalu. Rav Shimon's addressing the Rabbanan. And he says to Rabbanan like this, Lididi, as far as I'm concerned, loishna irvu, loishna l'irvu. It makes no difference if there was an Erev or there wasn't an Erev. Whatever was outdoors from before Shabbos can be moved, but whatever wasn't outdoors can't be moved. Eladitchu oidli mias, but at least you should agree, the hechad l'irvu, if there was no Erev, and therefore nothing from the house is found in the chotzer, because there's no way anything from the house could be in the chotzer. There's no Erev between the house and the chotzer. Rishus achasi, and then I should be allowed to move the things that are in the chotzer from the chotzer to the gag to the chsadra to the karfif. Vamrulei Rabbanan, and Rabbanan tell him loy, you can't move from past the gag and the chotzer to a karfif from mavoi. Kushtei rishu is saying a chotzer and a mavoi, a chotzer and a karfif are areas that you can't move one to the other, because I will explain at the beginning of this year they're considered two distinct areas according to Rabbanan. Omamar, so we learned, ubemavoi osur. Anything in the mavoi cannot be moved. Which Gemara says is a proof to something, seems to be a proof to something Rav Zeira said. Leim Messiah Lil Rav Zeira Amarav, Dom Rav Zeira Amarav, Mavi shalin shtatzaba. What's going to be the halacha, says Reb Zeira, if I have a mavi in which no shtufa mavos were made? No shtufa mavos were made. So I certainly can't carry items from the chatzeris which open up to the mavi in the mavi. That's obvious. There's no shtufa mavos. But what about an item that was in the mavi from before Shabbos? Can I move that item or not? So Reb Zeira says you can't move that item. Why? He says, since there was no shtufa mavos, and like we learned, a mavi only has three walls. And like we also learned, a mavi is an area which a lot of different people have access to, because all the various members of the various chatzeris, as is shown in the diagram actually, that open up to the mavi are all there. So Reb Zeira says that if I don't have a shtuf mavos, anything found in the mavi cannot be moved. So it's very different than something found in a chatzer, according to Reb Zeira. According to Reb Zeira, let's say you'll have an item in a chatzer that was there from before Shabbos. Am I allowed to move it in the chatzer? Everybody agrees you're allowed to move it in the chatzer. But if you'll have an item in a mavi that was there from before Shabbos, according to Reb Zeira, you won't be allowed to move it. Says the Gemara, then in the brice that we just learned, the brice says, ubimavi osur. So how am I going to explain the words, ubimavi osur? Like Reb Zeira, that anything that's found in a mavi in which no shtufa mavos were made cannot be moved. Leim v'saylo Reb Zeira Marav, Dom Reb Zeira Marav, mavi shol nishtatva, eim etatva al b'dalams, now I move it past dalams. So it's the Gemara, eim ula mavi osur. What the Braisa doesn't mean to say is that something that's found in the mavi can't be moved. It was found in the mavi before Shabbos. The Braisa saying is that if you don't have shtufa mavos, you can't carry from the chotzer to the mavi. Ask the Gemara, Haina Reisha. The Braisa already says it. Because let's look into the words of the Braisa. The Braisa says, us lahachnus lahoitzi, mechotz lamavi, umavi lechotzer. So we already learned that you're not allowed to carry between the mavi and the chotzer. So that's not what the Braisa should be. So when the Braisa in the next line tells us the words of a mavi osur, it isn't seemingly teaching us that you can't carry from the chotzer to the mavi or vice versa. The Braisa already taught us that then. Answers the Gemara, Mishnah Yisera Tzichulei. The Braisa had to say the same din twice. Matatema. Because if not, I would say, like we learned a moment ago, keep pligi rabbanan leid Rabban Shimon Gamliel. When the rabbanan, no, not Shimon Gamliel, Shimon. When the rabbanan argued Rabban Shimon, hani mila hech de irvu. Since there was an erev, like we explained a minute ago, so there are kalim from the house in the chotzer. So there's a concern for mix-up, and if I'm going to allow you to carry the kalim that were in the chotzer from before Shabbos, you also can maybe carry out the kalim that were brought out during Shabbos because of the Erev. Aval Hechad the Law Yirvu, where no Erev was made, maybe the Rabbanan will agree to Reb Shimon that things that are found in the Chatzar from before Shabbos can not only be carried in the Chatzar, but can also be carried from the Chatzar to the Mavui. Kamash Malan, that no, that from a Chatzar to a Mavui, the Rabbanan hold you can never carry even items that were there from before Shabbos. Why? Because as we learned at the beginning of the shiur, according to Rabbanan, a chotzer and a mavui are considered two distinct areas, and for no item is there a heter to move it on Shabbos. Whether it's an item that was in the house before Shabbos, which certainly you can't move it, or even an item that was not in the house before Shabbos, that can be moved from chotzer to chotzer, but from chotzer to mavui, or actually chotzer to karfif, you can't move it. And that's why the Mishnah had to say the same, the Braisa had to say the same thing twice, to emphasize that point.